Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here.
Welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bria, and Gabby and I are testing the audio, and we don't want to turn off the AC, so.
It's hot.
So we are currently in Phuket, Thailand, and girl, it's been an adventure. We just want to share with everyone what questions are. I'm going to explain where we're at first, a little roadmap of where we've been, and then we'll dive deep into all of it starting from the beginning and the 12 hours I was at the airport. So we're, like I said, currently on our second to last stop.
Because I can't stop laughing.
Prior to even booking the flights, Gabby and I were supposed to go somewhere else and redirected. I think this is beautiful how it's happened, but redirected. And we ended up, it cost you $700 to book
your
flight?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I think I found another flight for $580 and I was like, sorry, bye. But, and then I also had a work call, which working here, time difference. Big change.
We pretty much were just like, we're just going to get there, and we'll figure it out when we get there, which we have done.
I'm so proud of us.
I know.
So we decided to book different flights, and then we got there, and I was 12 hours before the next flight. So we ended up booking into Bangkok, and we were told to go to all these different places. We kept thinking, like, okay, well, we could start here, we could end here, but we're also starting and leaving there because we didn't realize, A,
there's the geography was just not, the research on the geography was not it.
And then also there's two airports, so we'll get to that.
Yeah, we discovered that there's two airports, not just one big major airport.
So we first started in Bangkok for a few days, then we went to Krabi, and then we went to Phi Phi Island, and then we went to, we're now in Phuket, and we have Bangkok on the way back. So, where do we begin?
I guess we begin in Bangkok. Do you want to start? You had your 12 hour.
I mean, I got a massage. I had like nice meals. I took Subway's Wi-Fi. Take Subway's Wi-Fi. It's great.
Bree waited for me because her flight got in 12 hours before mine. So she waited for me, thankfully, gratefully, at the airport, for 12 hours. I got to the airport. We had breakfast together. We were riding a high because we made it. We finally made it after 28 hours of traveling to Thailand. We leave the airport, we get to our first Airbnb. It is in somewhere in Bangkok. I don't even know where, but somewhere. And it, you know, is nice. Also, side note for everybody, we have been sharing a room. So we've been in the same room. We are currently in the same bed, just due to booking arrangements. So we have been together for the last
almost
week.
Nonstop.
Yeah, nonstop. Nonstop, except for bathroom breaks. So we get to Bangkok. Again, we're like riding this high. We're like, let's go out. Let's walk around. We're exploring the city. Bree ate a scorpion.
Yeah, I was like, that was a very interesting market.
It was very interesting. Yeah, saw the markets. Sorry, there's currently people walking outside. We're in a fishbowl right now. But we'll get to that. So we do that. We end up, you know, the next day in Bangkok, we do a tour. We see a little bit of the city. We saw a Buddha. We did a boat tour. It was very nice. We met a friend.
We saw naked people I'm pretty sure, like you said. I saw a butthole.
Yes. Yes. To whoever the naked man was, he was built. So that was quite the adventure. We were going to go to the Chinese market, and we were exhausted. And then it was time for us to go. So our second destination after Bangkok was Krabi. And I'll let you take the mic to start this one.
So we initially were going to take a, like, 8-hour train, then a 3-hour bus ride.
10-hour train.
10-hour train, 3-hour bus ride. Okay, so 13 hours. We were going to leave on the latest one so we could get there in the morning, not too early, because the first bus wasn't until, like, 9 o'clock in the morning. So We decided when we woke up that morning, let's book flights, like at 7 a.m.
And we were in the best mood, too. We were in the high spirits. Yeah. We're like, yes, this is a great... We woke up, the sun wasn't even up, and we were like, you know what? Let's just get plane tickets and let's just go. It's going to be great. Little did we know, our first red flag was finding a cockroach that was 3 inches big on the bed. Had to somehow made Brie kill, or she didn't kill the cockroach. She handled business. She wiped it out. She wiped it out of the room. We thought nothing of it. So we scurried down to the airport, 45 minutes, an hour away.
Yeah. Travel tip, if you ever need to kill a bug, use a towel. We've been using towels. Yeah. It helps. Or like, don't kill it, but just redirect it.
Yeah. Redirect it outside. Redirect it outside. What happens after that is not, it's not our business. Not our monkeys, not our circus. So we get to the airport, we enjoyed a nice breakfast, we're laughing, we're having fun. We go to check in for our flight, we're at the wrong airport.
And then the next airport closest, that apparently Bangkok has 2 airports, is an hour away.
Also, no flights going to our, like, or all the flights going to our next destination, Krabi.
Are all full.
So we were, I had to go to the bathroom and regulate for a second because my anxiety started to creep in a little bit because I was like, oh my goodness, what do we do? Are we going to be stuck at the airport all day? How are we going to get to this other destination? Do we have to find a train? What's going to happen? Luckily, we're able to find tickets to Krabi at the other airport, which was amazing.
You were thinking back to the train. I didn't even go back to that.
No, yeah. I was so sick. I was like, oh my goodness, like, what if we have to end up taking this 10-hour train and 3-hour bus?
The next one was Tuesday. The next plane available was Tuesday.
My goodness.
And this was, what, Friday?
Yes. What, Thursday
Saturday,
or Friday?
Saturday, yeah.
I have no clue. I don't even know what the date is now. So we end up making it to Krabi, and we didn't have a place to stay.
Well, first we get to this, the cab leads us, and we drop off at the spot, and the cab's like, here you go, this is the address that it told us, and...
Somewhere on the street.
Yeah, somewhere on the street, and then we were like, well, the hotel is a 50-minute walk away.
Oh, that's right. That's right, we did have a place to... accidentally booked a hostel, which looked amazing, but it was a... It was a hike to get to this hostel. Like, you were at the end of the road, and then you had to walk another 50 minutes. That was a hike. It was a backpackers or a climbers hostel. There's a big climbing community in Krabi.
She knows this because she was in a chat that she got kicked out of when we canceled the...
Guillermo, if you're out there, come find me.
You were so bummed when you got kicked out of the chat.
I was so bummed.
Oh, man. So we ended up canceling. It's like, yeah, we go knocking door to door and
literally door knocking for a place to stay in Thailand. Us.
So third time's a charm. And we had a feeling that when we got there, it was like a little bit more bougie. And I was like, okay, definitely paid American prices for it.
Yeah.
Got up the freaking mountain.
Another hike. Everything has been a hike. Like, you don't just walk into your hotel. You have to hike.
So we just had the longest day ever. And then granted, our initial flight was supposed to leave at 10:10 or 10:50 or something like that.
Yeah.
Where we were supposed to get there at 11:30, I'm pretty sure. And we didn't get there until, I think, 5:40 at night. Got to Krabi at 6:40 from cab. Mm-hmm. And then...
And then door knocked for another.
Like, and so by the time this is not like 8 p.m. This is 12 hours from our grid idea. And we're like, let's just go get some food. We can check into the hotel. And as soon as we leave, the power goes out on us.
At this point, because there had already been so many things that had gone wrong, we were just like, okay, whatever. Like, the power went, whatever. At least we have a place that we can sleep in the dark. We can chill in the dark. It's fine.
So we then go down and ask for help at the front desk because we're like, let's do this before food.
Yeah.
Then we were like concerned of the person coming to check on the hotel room. So we went back upstairs with them and the lady laughs at us and goes, key. And we realized that if you take the key out, it's an eco-friendly hotel, so the power goes out.
All of them are. So when you leave, all of the bungalows that we've been in, when you leave, you take the key with you, obviously, to lock up. And it turns off the power. It turns everything off. We were not aware of this. We just thought the power went out.
Yeah.
And we were just stuck with it for the night.
Learning experience.
A major one.
Because it's been really common.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Be mindful. Be aware. You've been warned.
We got our sleep. We got our shower. Now we wake up the next day. And I have a work call. So, well, I had this call at 8 a.m.
Oh, that's right.
So we go to meet at the cafe.
That's right.
And the work call ends up, I was going to say, maybe this wasn't because this was Sunday. Was this the next play? I think it was because it was the one with the no Wi-Fi. Okay. So we actually shower. We have a good morning. I think we went to the beach. We went to that actual
nice cafe. We've been yelled at. Mind you, at this point, too, we have been slut-shamed. We've been yelled at.
Slut-shamed, yelled at, yeah. Yeah. So the coffee place, I remember they were, like, trying to jip us on our bill.
Yeah.
It was two different prices we corrected.
They've tried to scam us multiple times.
Oh, my gosh. So that's when, I was going to say Krabby. Krabby discovered. Krabby and Thailand is what? They're all in cahoots.
Oh, yeah. They are all in cahoots here. Everybody's in cahoots with one another. My friend, my cousin, my brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me give you a special discount, but they're just leading us to the person.
Exactly. So we're like, okay.
So we go, we have coffee, we get work done. Then we decide to go shopping. Mm. We go up and down. We didn't really find many shops.
No.
Kept seeing the same thing over and over and over again.
Stamp and repeat.
Yes. There wasn't much variety. It was very touristy. You'd see like massage parlor, weed shop, pharmacy, store shop, and like some sort of food, like smoothie and juice.
Right. So one of the questions that we received on our stories was, is it true that is lost because of tourists, capitalism, and lack of authenticity? Before I answer that about PP, I will say I feel that way towards Krabby for sure. Mm-hmm. It felt like, if anyone here has been to, for my experience, it felt like Waikiki Beach, but on steroids.
Yeah.
It was just ridden with tourists. It did not feel like there was much authentic Thai culture at all. It was sad to see. It was hard to watch, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And it just made us really question and wonder, like, what is the day-to-day like here in Krabby, Ao Ning, specifically? We've heard from other people that, you know, there are great parts of Krabby and a lot of things to see and do. And this was our unique experience. But it was not ideal.
Krabby was making us crabby.
We were getting a little crabby, for sure. So we decided to get the heck out of there early.
So I think, I forgot what it was, but that we had that night, we got out, we checked in, we went to the next hotel, we walked all our suitcases down the mountain, down
yes.
the street.
Yes.
Over to the next place that we were mm-hmm. staying. Mm-hmm. So we had, it was actually not bad. I liked that place. Mm-hmm. But then there was no Wi-Fi.
None.
I was so sad.
It's just impossible to do anything. You really feel off the grid, you know, and that's when reality starts to set in a little bit of how far you are. And there's little things that I've noticed that help keep me attached to home. So listening to hip-hop music and being able to go on Instagram and kind of chat with people here and there, even though there's a massive 16-hour time change. Mm-hmm. So being disconnected from everything and then not able to do the day-to-day things that we have to do because we both still have to work, we both still have prior obligations that we have to get done, was an absolute no.
So the work call did not happen. I ended up trying to record it, didn't work, but I remember you came back like around 10:30 because the call was supposed to be from 8 to 9:30. I think mm-hmm. you came back at 10:30 and we're like, let's check out and let's just go.
Yeah.
Like, let's go to PP Island already. Mm-hmm. So we found a place. We booked it. The person messaged us.
Another good idea happened.
I feel like it actually did work, though, because it mm-hmm. was in the same place that we were in.
Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah. I know. So we go to the same resort that... resort? That's very...
resort. That's a first of all, can we talk about the hike to get to our bungalow.
Okay, we're in a bungalow for sure. So we land in Phi Phi Island. You can get there two ways, by ferry or speedboat. And so speedboat is definitely the way to go if you can. Yeah. watch your luggage.
Yeah, seriously.
Watch your luggage. Make sure everything's zipped up. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, nobody, there's no fragile.
Yeah, yeah. It's just getting thrown around.
So we get to Phi Phi, and there's a guy that's waiting for us with a sign for the bungalows. And they, like, lead us to another friend. Remember, cousin?
Yes, cousin. They're all in cahoots.
Yeah.
Mind you, we're thinking Phi Phi Island is going to be this, like, very secluded place, beautiful beaches, like a North Shore vibe. We'd watched the beach a few days prior.
So we're thinking the beach.
We're thinking the beach. I was fully expecting to find young Leonardo DiCaprio. For sure. We get there and it is packed. I mean, immediately getting off the speedboat, we see a Burger King.
McDonald's.
Yeah. And just a ton of people. And so, you know, we met the guy and he put our stuff. He loaded all of our stuff. Awesome guy. And we start walking through the village. I don't even know how to describe the village.
You're outdoors, but you don't feel it.
Yeah, it feels like you're kind of like in an indoor
tunnel, like Vegas. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like you're going like, I don't know how to say it, like hallway to hallway, like you're going down these paths.
Yeah, yeah. And again, just a bunch of different shops, restaurants, dispensaries, massage parlors. That's
tourist stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So we're walking through, we're taking it all in, we're observing, and we notice, is there anybody our age here? it was, the age range seemed to be between,
two wide ranges.
Very wide, yeah. There was, like, 18, 21, and then, you know, the sprinkles of families, and a lot of couples.
A lot of couples. We did find two people our age.
We did. Yeah, we did. The Italians. We'll get to that later.
Okay, so we hike, 20 minutes to get to this place?
Hike.
And you go up and down and around a mountain and then, legit, climb stairs up to the mountain or the hill, the top of the hill.
Yeah. It was a steep hill. It was a hike. And it was interesting because we kind of got out of the touristy village and we saw a little bit more of where the locals live. Really interesting fact, there was a tsunami that hit Phi Phi Island in 2004 and it wiped the place out completely. I was Googling and I'm not sure, I didn't completely fact check this, but it said their population size is between 2,000 to 3,000. So it is a very, very small island, and you can see that they're still very much rebuilding from this tragedy that happened.
And several thousand, I think, got wiped out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it said 4,000. Mm-hmm. 4,000 people died. And, you know, in terms of the feel, I felt that, you know, in order to rebuild, what they had to do was play into tourism. In the tourism market, because if you looked at the pictures beforehand, it looked like more resort style.
Yes.
Very few and far between.
And I'm curious to know how COVID hit them.
Yeah. I think they were shut down. One of my clients was saying that they couldn't go there over COVID.
I wonder how supplies being regulated and sent over were.
Couldn't even imagine, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tough.
I think Phi Phi raised our awareness on resources, being resourceful, I saw so much trash in the ocean there.
Yeah, it was very sad to see. It was very different than how it was displayed through our research. It's the reality of
all the streams were sewers.
Yeah, it was a good, it was humbling, to say the least. It was humbling.
So then that water got into our hotel room because I swear we didn't go to the actual, we didn't even go to the bathroom and it would look like diarrhea.
Diarrhea, actual diarrhea. Which worked in our favor though, with the dress.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we check into this bungalow and then we have first, we need to do laundry, but we're like, okay, let's wait a day, right? So
yeah.
I think we did it later that afternoon or something after we checked in that first day.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, we need to do laundry, and then we show up to this hotel, and there, by the way, there's different, like, class levels of these hotels, and one was, like, nice with the AC on all the time, mm-hmm. and the other one was you take the key out, same thing.
Yeah.
So, this one, the water turned brown.
Brown. And
would not change.
Diarrhea squirt brown.
At the same time, because it eventually went back clear, but it was, like, a day later, and the lady, I went to go ask her about it, like, hey, what's up with the water being brown, and, like, the toilet water's flushing, and the sink water, like, we're saying, like, we can't even wash our hands.
We had to wash our hands in the shower.
Yes. So, we're like, hey, the sink water is brown. She's like, yeah, just leave it running on. Like, it's okay. I was like, I don't think that's how
it goes. Never got better.
Never got better for, like, a whole day. So, and it's not like we left it on that time, but we kept checking. So, then we did laundry that same day, and we get our laundry back.
Oh, my God. Bree had gifted me this beautiful white dress. I didn't bring any of the right clothes. So, she had gifted me this beautiful white dress, and I was stoked about it. So cute, flowy. It was perfect. We get it back, and it's yellow. But it looks even better. Somehow looks even better. So the dirty brown water stained the dress.
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Then we, everything we had white. Like, you had a tank top or top. Oh, like yes. Your socks were yellow. Like, I had, like, a tie-dye white in pants. It was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, everything just.
Screw it, you know?
Yeah. So we learned, we're like, all right, there's our laundry then.
Yeah, like, this is how it is, you know? And it's, we say this too, like, lightheartedly as well. Like, obviously, we understood that we're traveling to Asia, like, whatever. We were at the mercy of whatever happens. It's just, it's funny because, at least for me, I've needed it a little bit to realize how good I have it and how lucky I am. And also just to be more mindful of things. It's been a good reality check.
A little humility never hurt nobody.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, man. So then we go out to the boats, and we had an epic tour. The private boats. Me is amazing.
Yeah. If you go to PP, ask for me. Go find me.
He's in a private... He's a private boats on the north side, I think.
He's... Ibiza Beach Club. Go to Ibiza Beach Club.
And go outside and find the boats there. Mm-hmm. So we have a 3-hour tour ride. Mm-hmm. He tells us, like, pretty much, like, what's up. Like, hey, you can't go snorkeling here. Hey, you can go here.
Yeah.
So he takes us to all... the amazing spots. Mm-hmm. We avoided gorgeous. All the tourists.
Yes.
We snorkeled, we saw, mm-hmm. we conquered that day.
We did. It was amazing.
Beautiful day.
We saw probably 100 jellyfish and they were beautiful. These, like, periwinkle jellyfish. We saw a whale.
Whale. Turtle.
Turtle, a giant turtle, 200-year-old turtle, at least.
Lots of plastic bottles.
Lots of plastic bottles, yeah. Well, because...
Plastic bags.
Plastic bags. Lots of... Yeah. Then lots of trash in the water.
We had a monkey at Monkey Beach.
Monkey Beach was amazing.
They were definitely having sex.
They were. Oh, yeah. I know. There's been a lot of hunky-dory going on. Like, yeah. Just turn your head to the left. Turn it to the right. You just see something going down.
While we're sharing a room.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Which puts you in a dilemma.
It's a perfect excuse.
So, the last night we're in PP, we, like, had a really chill day that day, and then we're like, okay, let's go out this night.
Yes.
So, we get dressed up, we're all cute, we go out, and...
we hear of this, the thing to do is Ibiza Beach Club.
Oh. Also, every night, how have we been sleeping?
We've been in the same room.
But, like, at a rave.
At a rave. Yeah, there's 3 beach clubs, and they just go off all night long. So even though we were pretty far away...
I could only imagine the ones closer.
I couldn't even... No, there's no way. I mean, I had to sleep with earplugs in because it was like... shaking the bungalow. We were just like, okay.
And I mean, like, we're like 2 miles away
at least. Yeah.
And so this place had to have been... I mean, till 2-3 in the morning. 12 hours some days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just bumping that music. You feel like you're at a festival or a rave all day.
Seriously.
All
night. Yeah. So, hardcore festival vibes.
The first night we're there, we actually... Okay, so we went out 2 nights, but we were... Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, the first night I got in a fight.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, sure on that.
So my friend texts me before I left and was like, hey... I heard that you can go, like, box or fight somebody and you can get free drinks for it. And my friend did it. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'd rather pay for the drinks, I said, even though we're not even drinking on this trip. So we get to this place. We hear about reggae bar. Oh, kickboxing, right? Kickboxing. Mm-hmm. You watch people fight. So we then like hang out, and the crowd starts coming in, and we're seeing the actors kind of go after it. Like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So then people start volunteering. I get the itch, and then we kept talking about it. And then another girl. She got up there. Yeah. I think the second or third girl that got up there was like, all right, I'll go and box her. So we competed, and then we ended up kicking butt. And Gabby was like the best coach ever.
They let me come up and talk to her in between the rounds.
I needed her to lift up my shirt.
Oh yeah, Brie was just in nothing but a bandeau, a tube top, just pulling up her shirts. Or we're like, everybody's gonna be so excited. Like, she gets up there, she's in this tube top. Is a tata gonna slip out? What's gonna happen?
So we kick ass. Then we leave. We're like, okay, great first night. Mm-hmm. Second night was and that's what it is, like everyone's kind of off on the boats or the island, and then in the evening it's really packed at night, like places to go out, things to do, so you can just tell there's Party a lot of Central. Nightlife there.
Buckets, people getting buckets full of alcohol,
and just their don't thing, trust them.
Do not trust the buckets. You just see people, I mean, we were warned beforehand too, like, don't get too drunk, don't get too wasted. People get so drunk, and we were like, we don't drink, so it's not a problem to us. But we quickly noticed that, I mean, there's these stands everywhere and these buckets full of whatever vodka, who knows what it is. And people are just getting hammered
and like doing fun shit.
Yeah. Like, Ibiza was fun.
Fire.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw it all. Getting into fights.
Yeah. Seriously.
So Ibiza, we go out the second night, and again, we're not really drinkers, but that place was like, it kind of reminded me of like college. Like, I go in and I'm like, wow, definitely. I'm inside a frat house with a pool. Like,
So, but 10 times more fun.
Way more fun. Yeah. And one thing that you pointed out was mind blowing to me when you said, look around, no one is on their phone. And I mean, out of the hundreds and hundreds of people that were there, not one person I found the entire night was looking at their phone.
You guys, this is a memory I'm going to share for the rest of my life, because we were looking around, like Brie said, hundreds of people in a sea of people, and it felt like a scene in the movie. People were dancing in the pool, outside of the pool. Everywhere you looked, people were dancing and smiling and interacting with one another, diving into the water. It was the coolest thing ever. I wish I would have taken out my phone to record that moment. But it's ingrained in my memory, and I'll never forget it, because it was so beautiful to witness people not being consumed with their phones and actually living in the moment and being present. Yes. It was amazing.
I was like, oh, maybe this is what travelers are like.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
So cool.
10 out of 10. Should we share a...
So then, before we even get there, we get, like, hackled for drinks, and we don't drink. So Gabby meets a guy she's smitten by.
Okay.
But at first we were not.
We were not interested at all. Because here's the thing. It's like, we're here to have fun, but we're, you know, we are mature. We've learned a little bit, and we're in different places. I got out of a relationship a few weeks ago, and though it wasn't long, it's still nonetheless, I learned so much, right, with each experience that I have. And so my goal and intention was, you know, if I meet people, good. I want to connect with multiple people, a lot of people, men, women, anybody, everybody. But let me share this story, because it tickles my fancy, or whatever the saying is. So we're talking, right? And we're meeting so many people. It's like people lean in and they're like, where are you from? And for me, I have not been to Europe yet. I've been to Mexico in the Caribbean, and that's it. So this is a very big trip for me. So we're meeting people, and they're like, oh, I'm from New Zealand, I'm from Australia, I'm from the UK, France. I'm from all these places, France, like all these, every person you talk to is from somewhere dramatically, drastically different than us. We've only met Canadian, one other American. One.
Amsterdam, all of them.
Yeah, all over. So this guy comes up, he's talking, blah, blah. He asks where I'm from. I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, California. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot we're in Thailand. And I was like, America. And he smiles and he leans in and he goes, oh, America. I'm Italian. And in that moment, I knew. I was like, okay, wait a second.
But he went like, Italian.
I'm Italian. It was 10 out of 10 if you're listening to this right now. That is definitely how you introduce where you're from. Just kind of give a little chuckle and then say where you're from. But again, we didn't think anything of it. We ran around
to the other side. To the other side. We're Mexico. Gabby and I were like, if we don't want to talk to the person and they ask where we're from Mexico.
Yes.
So I said to a guy, I'm from Mexico. He didn't know anything else to say after when I just wasn't entertaining it. And so he kept shouting that. He just kept shouting Mexico.
Mexico. It's absolutely hilarious.
But the Italian boys come back up.
The
and Gabby and him and exchange information.
The Italian boys, the Italians come back up. Technically, we were, so when we had walked to the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were already there at the table. And then we were looking for seats. And then they tried to talk to us. Yeah. And then we just cut them off. Yeah. We cut them off and took the seats. And they, And we're talking to these girls, and one of the Italian guys comes over, and he was like, hey, this is typical stuff that happens.
<He's> like, I thought you were going to tell it.
It's like, my friend has fallen in love with you, like, whatever, whatever. And I was like, okay,
that's
cool. Oh, he
used the friend card.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it was David. Uh-huh. David was like, my friend has fallen in love with you.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know what you want to do with that.
Romantic.
But yeah, right? And his friend, and this is why I even entertained this guy, because he didn't, there were multiple times where I looked at him and was like, no, bye, not interested, whatever. And he just like nodded his head, like smiled and nodded his head and like didn't press me, didn't, you know, didn't force the situation, like hands up, like, yeah, I get it. Like, it's fine. He also didn't speak much English. So anyways, I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I was like, okay, I don't know what you expect me to do with this. Like, we're just here to people watch. So they leave, we're watching, and then we're about to leave, and the friend comes over and asks for my Instagram. I say yes, we exchange Instagrams, and then we leave, and it felt like a movie moment leaving this place. Like, just dancing through the crowd, everybody's dancing, everybody's in awe. You know, they're reaching their hands out, you're dancing with people as you're leaving. It was the most ideal situation. And then we got back on our hiking trail and hiked up the mountain and went back to our bungalow and went to sleep.
And my 4 a.m. No, this wasn't the 4 a.m. This was the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh. Yeah. So then the third night, we go out and Gabby wanted to go meet this guy. She was going to go get herself deserted on an island.
Yeah, that's another thing. There's no roads. There's no roads.
You have to take everything by boat, and it's not like people wait until 2 a.m. to give you a boat ride back. So after dark, like, you really basically got to be home by dark.
The plan was, okay, you guys, the plan was I was going to go to another island with them, and then I had to work, and, like, the day just got ahead of me. And then I was just going to go to their part of the island and hang out with them and then have dinner, and then we were supposed to come back.
So then we were like, why can't they just come here? Because their tour was like until evening,
basically. Yeah. I got pushed out. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, we're not going. At this point, I was like, okay, I'm not going to meet up with these guys. Like, we're just going to chill and have a girl's night. I'll let you take over from here.
Well, so then we get to Freedom Bar and you see the fire ropes because they have the fire shows on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was really fun just to see people again present, you know, entertaining. Mm-hmm. It was, people were drinking and kind of like more confident doing stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They're getting in there. And that's what's another nice thing too, is you see people doing these things and it's all walks of life. Like, no, everybody's fearless. Nobody cares how they look. It's refreshing, really. Like, you're here and you're experiencing, and something from the beach, the amazing movie that we watched, was one of the opening lines talks about, you know, you go on vacation, you come all the way, you travel so far just to do the same stuff that you do at home. And it was ironic because I'm watching a movie on vacation and he talks about watching a movie on vacation and not experiencing. And so that's really stuck with me because it's all I want to do more than anything. You know, I booked this trip knowing that my life is in big changes happening, big transitions. I'm making more choices for myself. I've taken control of my life. Like, my parents or my family or my whatever has happened to me is no longer necessarily a valid reason to blame for my reactions or who I am. And that's been my theme of this year, is taking radical responsibility for my life and my actions. And it was just eye-opening because it was like, that's right. Like, I chose to do this trip I chose to end the relationship. I chose to do this trip. I chose to have these experiences. I chose to live life, and that's exactly what I want to do. And it feels good, as scary as it is. And as eye-opening as it has been, too, to some of my, some things that I've been aware of, like, myself so far on this journey. Where was I going with that?
We've just learned a lot about ourselves on this trip, though.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Very eye-opening, very go with the flow. We've just, I feel like we're, just like Sarah has said,
mm-hmm.
that you just sometimes learn to trust your gut and go with it, especially when you're traveling.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We've been doing that a lot.
You have to.
And it feels easy when it is.
It is. It's just so telling. It's like when it's supposed to happen, it's easy. And when it's hard and you have to force it, it's not going to work. And if it somehow does, it's not going to be ideal. we were talking about the Italians.
So we get to the jump rope place and they end up finding us there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they took a boat over. But let me just say this as a traveling thing for any girls out there. Because I'm like, it was nice for me to remind myself is we're not responsible for how someone else gets home if it's not in our group or travel. Like, me, I feel responsible for making sure you get home from wherever you need to be.
Of course.
But, like, these boys, I'm not responsible for where they end up staying.
Not at all. And it really was a good lesson on not my monkeys, not my... not my monkeys, not my circus. Like,
yeah.
Not sure what their intentions were. We can kind of fill in the blanks, obviously.
And again, never felt pressure to do anything.
No, like, not at all.
We actually had a really fun night. We, like, bar hopped a little bit, but didn't drink. They drank.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't drink that night.
And this is, so I do not drink, you guys.
They drank the first five years.
Yeah, when we met them, for sure. And something about me is, because I don't drink, I really don't like dating people who do drink a lot. It was just different. Like, I want us to be on the same level. I want us to be on the same page.
Like, I'm showing you that effort.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, obviously, every once in a while, that's fine. Enjoy yourself. But my boy
chose to be sober and hang out with you.
Yeah, he chose to be sober and hang out with me and just drink water. And they were such gentlemen, too. Like, really courted us, took care of everything. Very sweet. Very passionate.
Bought us coconut water.
Bought us everything.
Mm-hmm. It was like, whatever, easy.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I spent a whole $2.
Good dancer. Wine and dined us.
But I had work at 4 in the morning. I was leading one of my work calls, and I worked until 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to be up from 3:30 to 6:30 in the middle of this, and we didn't go to sleep until like 1 o'clock.
Right.
So as we were getting ready to leave, I told myself, okay, I need to play Cinderella like midnight. So I think it was like 12:30 or something, maybe. Like
12:10.
12:10, uh-huh. Okay. By the time we got back to the house or to the place, 12:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was like 12:10 when we've like finished up hanging out, and I just remember being like, goodbye, like,
yeah.
And of course they didn't believe it, so I showed them my phone. I was like, no, for real, I like really have to work at this time. This is what it is in America.
Good night.
Yeah. So I just couldn't imagine if that was like a one room situation.
We're sharing a room. Nope. I went back with her, if you guys are wondering. We went back together. We went back together, and that was it. That was it for the night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then we woke up the next morning, had breakfast at the bungalows, the hotel, and then caught a boat to Phuket.
Yeah, the bungalow was great. Like, I feel like the staff was really friendly.
The staff was awesome.
Yeah.
The staff was awesome. And it was so beautiful, too. It was, like, on the side of the mountain. We had our own private...
Dock.
Yeah, it was very peaceful, very sweet. The dogs, the Pomeranians, the whatever
it feels
the
heck homey.
Was
there.
It was very homey.
Yeah.
They served you breakfast every morning. They took care of you. It was wonderful. And so I wish that Pee Pee had the opportunity to have more experiences like that, and that it wasn't so overrun with just like the hardcore, gnarly partying, drinking, all of that. In my opinion, what comes with that is just trouble. But moreover, to be able to actually experience the peace that we had and that view and watching the boats come in and out in the water, like that's what I was looking for. But we learned.
Well, so these boys kept saying that they're a 15-minute boat ride away, right? we leave to Phuket, and then they're like, we're going to an island that's 15 minutes away from Phuket.
Somehow they're always 15 minutes away.
And then the story's going to continue because they arrive tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. They get to this island. They get to this island, and I guess there's nothing happening to the island, and coincidentally, we're in Phuket, and now they're coming to Phuket, and
but it's Chinese New Year tomorrow, and we want to go dancing. I kind of want
to
dance different.
I was kind of wanting to be single. I mean, I'm like, dang, from one to the next. No, we'll see. It's fun, and I've been kind of thinking about it, and it's just, it's nice. It's nice to meet somebody and just, like, connect and, like, know that it's just whatever, you know? Like, I'm just...
In the moment.
This is part of the experience, yeah.
It's in the moment.
And, like, I'm enjoying talking to him. The conversations have been really sweet. And, I'm a lover girl.
This guy's super romantic.
He's super sweet. And though I don't see it going anywhere.
No, but they were great guys because they are very kind people. What was amazing about them is they're kind people.
And it feels good. It feels good to have somebody just be a little smitten over you, for sure. It feels good to get to be seen.
Something.
And also, he doesn't speak English.
Oh, yeah, so they communicate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bree was our translator.
Spanish and Italian, super close, but it was like, we were catching like every fifth word.
Yeah, we're figuring it out somehow. But the effort has been very sweet.
Yeah.
Italians, man. Oh, yeah. With that being said, please no longer call me Gabby. Call me Gabrielle. You have to say it with an Italian Gabriella. Accent. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to answer by.
Me too,
because
it's going to be a hard habit. To
yeah, Gabriella.
Gabriella.
Brianna.
Yeah, and I said that too. I said it to English people, it's Brie. To anyone else, it's Brianna.
Yeah,
yeah, so Brianna. It's so funny that...
We're going to come back with accents.
I know. I'm down.
I'm down.
But one thing I am thankful for that you've taught me is I've conditioned myself to not look at people, like not check guys out, like I will take a quick glance if I were to, like just because they're in my line of sight,
right?
But then I've been trained to not pay attention to that, so it's weird to have that, and I'm like, okay, I'm untraining. Yeah, it was like I'm conditioning myself, but untraining. Yeah,
it feels so good. There's something quite powerful walking past, like again, when we're walking out of Ibiza. These rows of guys just staring at us, right? As we walk by, it's like they just like stopped in the moment, jaws on the floor. And there's something that's very liberating, looking each one in the eye and smiling and just walking, you know, just like that moment. I don't know what
it
is.
You telling me, like, look.
Yeah, look. Yeah, if you see somebody, right? And yeah, especially,
look.
Right? Like, look, let them know. Like, I don't know. You never know what can happen. Look, you're allowed to look. You know, check out the situation. What's happening?
It's a new concept for me.
It is. And it feels so uncomfortable and it feels so wrong at first when you're coming back into a place of, oh yeah, that's right. Like I'm allowed to look at people.
Yeah.
I don't need to be respectful or mindful of somebody else's feelings because there isn't a reason to be at this moment.
Yeah.
But I think it's such a beautiful habit and trait to have when you are in a relationship with somebody, you know, to be mindful and respectful of, like, yeah, I'm not going to be here when it's a screw in my neck looking at every single person.
And I think that's something else too, where I had said I do this to lead by example, that I want it done for me.
Yeah.
If I'm in a relationship, that somebody wouldn't entertain that they
absolutely
don't need to give
not.
Them that attention.
No.
That I would pray for that in return, leading by example.
Absolutely. How's it felt? I mean, do you feel...
I don't know. It's not really eye-catching here.
Yeah,
for me.
That's true. Bali, baby.
Me,
like... Let's extend that trip to Uluwatu, please.
We just did.
It's nice.
Literally today, we just extended our hotel. We're going to...
We've been moving so much. We've been walking so much. You guys, my calves.
We're
honestly
motivated to stay in the same hotel or, like, place or Airbnb. Like, we just want to stay in one place for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it has been a lot to, like, repack up everything, transport, repack, unpack.
Yeah.
Repack everything, transport, unpack.
Yeah. With
it's
full
been,
work
like,
schedules,
two
too.
Two nights max in one place.
Literally. Working packing, trying to see all that we can see, walking everywhere. It gets very, very tiring.
This is our longest day so far. We will be on night two, and then we have a third night.
That's right.
Technically, we were in PP for three nights, but it was, and it, thankfully, it was two of the same, like, within the same bungalow area, but it was two different rooms still.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
We upgraded, and we were like, whoa, we can wash our hands here.
I know. We're like, whoa, everything's different. I am excited. It's Chinese New Year tomorrow, so it's really amazing to be in Asia and celebrating a holiday that is more specific to them than, you know, in America. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to just having one last hurrah here in Thailand, because I assume that Bali is going to be different.
Well, we were supposed to go out in Bangkok one night, but the time change really messed with us. So we got up, we went to bed before 7 and then got up at 8:15, looked at each other, and we were like, Chinatown! Right. And then we went back to sleep right away.
Like, it's 8:15 at Chinatown.
So we're going to do that.
So tired.
Yeah. But we do have questions. I know people have been asking. A lot of the common questions have been like, what have been our highlights? What's the cost like? And I want to answer the first one, which was, have we been keeping up with our workout routines while we've been traveling? We've been hiking every day. That I think that, honestly, giving ourselves the insurance to do it ahead of time. If you train year round, you can take moments like this off for long periods of time. And I mean, it's been 10 days, really, but like,
speak for yourself.
I'm okay. But I'm like, it's been, you know, and I was like, traveling without a period has been really...
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, we're both on our period.
We're both on our period right now. Mine just started today. Yours was a couple days ago. And it's been like... Tiki Island on a period is not a vibe.
Yeah, there's also no tampons anywhere either.
We can't find tampons. We're like running out.
We have one between the two of us.
I found two more.
Oh, okay, thank goodness.
So we're on a mission. But I would say, Gabby, go through your questions too.
Okay. So let's start with, what's been your favorite experience so far?
And I got that. Yeah.
Okay, we'll both answer that. I don't know. I think seriously watching everybody at Ibiza Beach Club have the most fun ever. And the entire, everything. It's hard to pinpoint just one. Like, the boat, us being amazed by the jellyfish.
I was going to say mermaiding. That was
mermaiding was amazing. Yeah, right? It's this, like, these moments, too. Just, like, laughing and giggling. There's been many beautiful moments, even through all of the chaos. But it's just been ideal. It's like looking back and reflecting. But I think my favorite thing that I've learned thus far is from you on just mindset, right? And being positive. I didn't realize that I was the place that I'm in. I'd felt bad for the last couple of months. You know, month, just kind of navigating all of the stuff in life. And I didn't realize how much it was really affecting me. Like, I knew it was, and I knew it was time to exit and like make changes, because I'm starting to really not feel good about myself. And then coming here, I realized like, okay, I can see kind of the headspace and the energy that I've been in. And I'm still very much shedding that, because it doesn't feel like me, right? It's like, it's my shadow. We can say that's the shadow parts of me, where it's like, okay, be like, still be grateful, still be positive, still live a life that you lead with love. And I've noticed like there's just been resistance there with that, where it's like, you know, it takes a second versus before, where it's more natural and kind of flows. Or it's been, at least with all the work that I've done. So I'm very grateful that you've been in such a positive and good headspace, because it's helped me a ton in doing the same, and kind of getting back into me.
We've been doing a lot of like the astro chart, the
Gene Keys.
Yeah, Gene Keys. Human design. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about a lot of these things while on this trip. And one of those things that I've heard from human design is that a lot of people are empaths in this world that, you know, claim to really feel things. Mm-hmm. And I've thought that, but then I was like, I don't know, because that makes sense now. Mm-hmm. I've been told that I'm not the person that holds on to the emotion. I'm the one that generates the feeling. Mm-hmm. So if there's, like, if somebody's feeling sad, I might have made them feel sad. If somebody's feeling positive, I might have made them feel positive. Yeah. And so people will take on the emotions that I carry.
I'm generating. And I'm a projector, so I absorb all of that.
See, yeah, so it's nice to hear that of, like, that being that impact on you has made you feel the same way, too.
Definitely. It would be very difficult to be having my own experience during all of this and to be with somebody who wasn't in a good space, because it would just be tough, because we are sharing so much space. And I am a very... We're both reclusive, independent person.
Don't have roommates.
We have never. Only child into just...
Yes.
So to be literally sharing a bed with somebody.
A double.
I was like, where's the second bed?
Kathy's like, this double, which I was like, double means full bed, like full size in a different country. And she's like looking, she's like, where's the second bed?
The guy was like... There is no second bed. I'm sorry, babe.
I was dead. My bad. That was so funny.
I know, my bad.
So we're sharing a full size bed right now, which is just a little bit bigger than a twin. Mm-hmm.
And we're on our periods.
So we've been handling PMS really well.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
We've been getting a lot of work done too. I think that's so something that I get from clients in the past saying, mm-hmm. Hey, I don't want to bother you. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we're here. We're still doing our jobs. We can do both.
Exactly.
You can do both.
And it's, you can. Absolutely.
I want to share one thing that I have learned about you that I love. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Is you have mentioned this before too, is wanting to explain reasons why or justify like why you're doing something. And I'm like, nothing needs an explanation.
Uh-huh.
You can say like, hey, I'm going to hop on my phone for a bit.
Yeah.
And you don't have to tell me who you're texting, what you're texting about.
Yeah.
I was like, that's sweet. She wants to talk to Pumpkin or her family. I don't need it, you know.
Right.
I don't need an explanation.
Right.
And I wonder if that's something that you've been conditioned in prior partnerships, friendships, relationships, if that's something you felt the need to do. And I'm like, don't feel that way. I want you to be who you are, and just, you don't have to explain yourself.
I appreciate you so much. It's like, it's such a catch-22 because I love being open and sharing.
And that's so cool. Okay.
Right. And then I also value my privacy and little stuffs and things. And what I've also realized too is I talk to myself a lot and I make a lot of weird random noises. I'll get a text message in and I'm like, oh my God, it screams. They're little screams. I definitely, I think I have a lot of my life. We were talking about this. Didn't feel like I had much privacy at all. Love you, mama, if you're listening, but you know this, single mom. I get it. I completely understand. And so it made me somebody who I've always felt the need to tell on myself, tell everybody everything. And I have been really working on not doing so, because not everybody needs to know everything about you or have access to you like that. And some things are just better kept private, and learn who to, because I outwardly express, right? And I love to talk things through. Whatever's on my mind, I can't, because I know that you're going to feel my energy. So I want you to know, like, hey, if I'm off, it has nothing to do with you, everything to do with, like, here's the situation that's going on. You know, I'm, like, feeling on go. I've told you that when we were taking pictures and I was just having a bad body day and I was like, oh, like, I actually don't think I can take any more photos because I'm not feeling the best right now, you know, which can be something that's very difficult for me to admit, because I know that I am gorgeous. I know that I'm beautiful. I know. And at the same time, still have my days and moments.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You're human.
I'm human. I am fully human. I 100%. But I thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because it feels good to know that I'm honoring myself and I don't always see the ways that I'm improving. So I really appreciate the feedback.
Mm. So next question. I love that.
Next question is, is it easy to eat there with a ton of allergies? Seafood, soy, gluten. Yes.
Seafood, soy, and gluten.
Seafood. There's a lot of seafood, but there's also a lot of chicken, pork, vegan.
I've been having chicken and rice almost every day.
Yeah. They have a lot of vegan options, too.
Yeah.
So you're good. You're definitely good.
But be adventurous if you can, if you don't have an allergy. Mm-hmm. We've been loving the food. I feel like my stomach's been able to handle it all really well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was getting sick with everything I was eating beforehand.
Back home.
Yeah. Everything I ate made me nauseous and queasy. And I was terrified to come out here because I was like, how am I going to handle this authentic Thai food when I can barely handle a salad back home? And I've not gotten sick once. Knock on wood.
But even like handling it all, we're all knocking on wood.
Yeah, have handled everything. It's been amazing.
Mm. Oh, next question. I see your face.
More food questions. Have you seen all the places? Eaten the amazing food? Yes. I'm very satisfied. Mango sticky rice and congee have been my favorites. Oh, and Thai tea and smoothies and coconuts.
Mango sticky rice.
Yes. We're getting steak tonight, and I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Grass-fed, apparently.
apparently, somewhere. How is it out there? What's it like, and how long are you staying? I feel like we kind of answered those questions throughout.
Well, I kind of want to answer this one. Yeah. Was it everything you hoped for and more? In such a unique way, yes.
Yeah, right?
Not what we expected at all.
It feels like a movie in a sense where it's like, this would be the beginning. Yeah, it's like everything and nothing, right? And then we get to Bali and fingers crossed. We've gotten what we needed, I think.
I think so, too. And I'll say that people ask a lot about the cost of it, too. Mm-hmm. It depends on where you go.
Yeah.
There are some places that are really great price, mm-hmm. but they know how to cater to tourism prices as well.
Absolutely. And also, don't be afraid to negotiate a little bit. Be willing to walk away, for sure.
We've had a few times where immediately, like, taxis and all mm-hmm. that stuff, too, we're like, oh, no, like, the app will tell us this price, and then they'll drop it down.
Yeah, like 200 baht, which is pretty... decent.
$5.
$5, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
Last question is, are you single? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Happily. I'm good.
I would say the next thing was, I'm trying to think here too. What's the first or best place that we should, if somebody were to travel, to go to? I think Phuket's been my favorite, and we haven't even fully experienced it, but I know tomorrow's about to be epic for us.
Yeah, agreed. I think come to Phuket, go to Bangkok for a day and a half, 2 days, and then yes, come to Phuket, do Patang, mm-hmm. hopefully we're saying that correct,
Patang. Yeah.
Island hop, definitely island hop, for sure. It's island gorgeous.
It's worth paying here to go on a $30-something boat ride to go for.
It is.
Yeah.
You could do PP for an afternoon if you wanted, a night if you wanted. Would not stay more than that. And then Krabi, I would stay on the more of the west side of Krabi because we're talking to a man on the boat and he was saying that the west side of Krabi, there was beautiful, lots of nature, scuba. Mm. But I'm not sure what the exact name is.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see my name there, but that's what he said. And the best lobster he's ever had in his life.
Okay, my question for you. What are you hoping to learn or get out of this trip, the experience?
I just the more I learn, the less I know. And that's what I really want for myself because again, there's so many experiences that I have yet to have, and I'm really excited to have them, and I want them more than anything. And so in my life in general, there's some very specific things that I want and really I'm going to center my energy around when we get back. But I just really want to be in my creative flow. I really want to be in my feminine flow, and I feel, I'm 27. I feel like I'm still very much growing up mm-hmm. a lot, and I can recognize that. And so I'm like currently in the space where I recognize that I'm still growing up so much, and it's all of this is really happening. And I'm an adult, and things are different, and like how I'm reacting to things is different. Still being mindful of and just aware and showing up in a more mature place. Mm-hmm. And so, from a girl to a woman, that's that's what I really want to learn and take back with me, is like remaining in my presence and my essence, and it looking like how it looks specific to me, not how it looks like on somebody else who I admire and look up to, but me, you know, because it's going to look different, and I'm cool with that. How about you? Can we run that back?
Yeah, we'll say these are questions for our each other.
Right.
Okay. Because I want you to ask yourself a question too.
Oh yeah. Wow! I love all these questions.
So for me, I feel like I have a taste for life, and I've learned that from doing the astro chart with you. It's crazy to see this pull I have towards Hawaii, and to see all the lines and like everything. How do I explain that?
First of all, no one's gonna, unless you get it. The girls who know. The people who get it, get it. The people who get it, get it. Astrocartography, Brie had 6 lines going through Hawaii and 2 circles. So that's all I'm going to say about that. She needs to be in Hawaii. And I will never let her forget it.
You said that too.
It's just like everything was pointing to going to Hawaii. Life will be good. You'll be creative. Healing will happen.
Australia is where that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the same, we've done multiple different things and it's all said the same. It's like you're reading these pages from your book. Like it's already, I forgot what the saying was, but it's already set for you. Yeah. Like it's there. It's just a matter of, you know, you doing it. But I think you being on this trip is the start of you doing it. Like I truly believe it'll naturally trickle itself down and work itself out as it should. And I think you have that awareness as well. It's just doing it in the moment and taking that next step forward through the uncomfortableness and everything else going on is what's like, ugh.
We've learned how much of a bubble we've been in San Diego, and especially in Pacific Beach area, like even the beaches over there, the beach cities, like we're in a bubble, and we get so caught up in our day-to-day repeating the same routines, losing sight of what's so awesome about what we even have until we get to like the situations we've been putting ourselves in. I'm like, this is great.
Right.
Learning a lot. I'm like, okay, how convenient is it that you can wake up and make your coffee and your pot of, you know, like little things like coffee mean a lot to us.
Yeah.
So
clean clothes
have been like a big one for us. So it's like showering, laundry, all of that. Like I have a washer dryer unit that's very, very privileged, right? So these cycles that we have or these patterns, I am itching to break them and like just switch up my lifestyle.
Definitely.
And I'm craving so much more to experience in this world. Yeah. I know that there's more to life. I know that there's more that I can feel, enjoy, be a part of, learn about, and I want it. I have a taste for life. I want it.
I agree. Everything you just said snaps to that. Yes, I agree. There's so much more to see and experience and learn, and it's exciting doing this because I mean I already don't want to go back home.
I think same.
1 month is not long enough. Like I'm seriously debating on extending another 2 weeks or a month. We'll see. We'll see how things go. But it just feels, it's like I feel small in the best way.
Mm.
And that's so, it just relieves so much. It just makes, it's made me realize like, certain things just aren't that serious. Chill out. what's important? Who's important?
Like, I'm just thinking, water, like you had mentioned about mixing up water bottles. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Didn't want to mix the water bottles. Like, the water. Yeah.
Water's been a great resource. Yeah, tampons have been a great resource.
Everything. It puts into perspective everything. So, and I think that you can also find ways to travel on a budget as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you should. You know, plan in advance, figure it out. But especially once you get here, it's far cheaper than Europe. So do it. If you're in a place that sounds similar to what you hear Brie and I kind of sharing that we're in, do it. Literally book the ticket and do it. It's the, one of the best things that you could do for yourself. I'm so happy that we get to do it together too.
Me too. Thank you for this trip. I'm so happy it all has worked out the way it has.
Through it all, girl.
It is everything we've hoped for and more.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And it's still just the beginning.
Right.
So we'll update you all on Bali, too.
Yeah, we'll let you, yes, we will update you on Bali. We'll let you know how Phuket goes tomorrow for Chinese New Year. Yeah. Celebrating a holiday out here.
What, catch us next Friday?
Yeah, catch us. We'll check back in next Friday with some updates, with the tea.
Perfect.
Keep sending us questions, too. Mm. We check our DMs. We check our,
Yeah, the questions have been great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't look at my phone right now to remember the rest.
I think that's it. I feel like that's perfect.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.